for capital, and here's your incentive. So I think it's a policy call, and it's a pretty fair policy call, because it only comes into play if they're successful. So I, Mr. Chairman, I strongly support movement of the bill. The fiscal note, to me, is indeterminate on the upside, because unless they've struck revenue, there's no negative on the fiscal side. And if they do, if they sink $100 million into a field, and we've given them a 10% discount, and they have to generate 12.5% for royalties, so you know they're going to have a field that generates at least 112% of what they've got into it. It's a, from my numbers mind in the back of my mind, I really can't see the downside of this bill, or the downside of the fiscal note, because the fiscal note only comes into play if they produce, and if they produce, it's positive.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And I'd just like to say that for the record, I really support investment tax credits. I know as a businessman, I made decisions and to expand my business by investing in more capital expenses and equipment and tools and things like that. And I took advantage of it. And it was definitely an incentive for me. I probably was more aggressive expanding my business when that investment tax credit on the federal taxes kicked in than I would have been because of that. So I'm real supportive of it. I want to see this pass. I'd like to do it as soon as possible. I'd like to sit on it just for a little while, just because this is a big policy call. So I'd like to do it. With that, unless anybody has anything else, why don't we recess to the call of the chair, and stay tuned.